Blood Hot.
Production crew getting lazy on us. Smoked too many bowls on the little break there. All right, man, we're back. Yeah.
You might be a little high on that gain this time. How am I?
Oh, I think maybe you turned your buttons around a little bit there.
All right.
I was hearing some echoing going on. Oh, yeah.
Echo?
Echo. Flecko. I couldn't think of enough. What rhymes with echo?
AC Elko? Echo? I meant to say echo, but Telco.
Leave it up to the military guy. All right, man. Very nice.
Great tune, though. Man, I haven't got the lead out in a while. It's always good to hear some Led Zeppelin, you know?
So, we've been doing this show for a couple of years now. Did we do a month of Led Zeppelin about a year ago?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. That's why I was thinking April, right? Play it again, April.
You got to refresh to be fresh, man. That's right.
Before, we're playing again, man. We're running out. We're doing this for a few years now. Running out of songs.
Yeah, well, they're not making enough good ones now, right? Did you hear the new Justin Timberlake album?
Is it country?
No. No, it's not, man. I heard a song on the radio. Emma and I were cruising around town, and she loves the pop music station. As you know, you were in town with me and cruised in the car and commented on our music selection. And we were kind of bopping our heads around and actually kind of enjoying what we were listening to. It was the new Justin Timberlake song.
Wow, I'm going to have to check it out.
Something with
JT.
Yeah, he's back. He's got it, man.
Little Wiser. Is he still doing like the hip hop?
Well, here's the thing. This is why I'm glad he's back, because he was cast away to the cornfield for cultural appropriation, if I remember correctly. But now he's back, and I'm curious how he's being received. You know, I haven't really heard a lot of hype around him. He's not getting, you know, the Taylor treatment or the Beyonce treatment, right? We all heard about Beyonce's new country music, but, you know.
Are you talking about maybe the best that's ever come out?
I'm not kidding. I'm literally hearing this everywhere. It might even change the genre of country music. That's how groundbreaking it is.
Oh, Lizzo came out of retirement just to do a country
album. That's right, dude. Yeah. We talked about Lizzo quitting for 2 days. She's back already.
She heard how much those cowboys love cows. Here she comes, boys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. You see, bitch, I've seen people quit Twitter longer than you quit Twitter. What?
So unreal, man.
You didn't even give it enough time to do a comeback tour.
I know. She's just quitting the haters, right? That's all she's doing. Quitting the haters.
Is that what she said?
I don't know. Did you look up Justin Timberlake's new album?
I was looking it up. Yeah, you know what? I was just trying to find pictures of him that were recent.
So my favorite part about Justin Timberlake is that I believe he was cast away originally to the cornfield immediately after producing the album, where on the cover he's wearing like the flannel shirt and the jeans and the boots, and he looks just like Donald Trump Jr., who did a similar photo shoot. And I'm pretty sure that's what ended the career of Justin Timberlake.
Who's that guy that sings Fate? George Michaels.
Yeah,
he looks like George Michaels. I swear to God.
You're saying he looks like George Michaels now?
You gotta just look up like recent pictures of him, dude. He's got like the George Michael look, like this Rolling Stone article they got his picture on. It's all his. It's this one picture. It's literally George Michaels all over.
I'm looking for the picture of Don Jr. Do you see that one? Have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw it before.
All right, here, wait, I think. Where is it here? All right, Don Lemon. No, Don Lemon Jr. We should all be scared for that to happen. So we got, there's Don Jr. He did this photo op where he's got the, he's sitting on a trunk and he's wearing the flannel shirt, the jeans, and the boots there. And I can't seem to find it, but I'm almost certain that, there he is. That's a little blurry, but he looks good. He looks good. I'm all for it.
Good.
Immediately,
is your phone
immediately after that, he did a, that's when he grew the beard, I'm pretty sure.
It was a good move.
It was. It worked. He got made fun of for the beard, but I think it worked for him, you know?
Yeah, whatever. You got to cover up your face as much as possible. That's what I do.
Have you seen a picture of Barron Trump recently?
Dude, that guy, king of the world? Maybe king of the world one day?
Yes.
What the fuck, dude? He's like 6'8". He's fucking huge.
Huge, and I saw a profile picture of him. It's basically Donald Trump, man.
But like with like the good looks of Melania.
Well,
all the girls talk about how good looking he is.
You have to look at a picture, like a profile picture of Don Trump, and from like the 80s when he when the media still liked him and they took flattering pictures of him. But there's I saw a comparison picture. It was like Donald Trump's like profile and then Barron's, and they're almost identical looking. It's really kind of crazy. He's going to probably be president, right? I imagine. It's the president in the making. Can you what do you got? Did you see it? No.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be president, dude. I think they're just going to make him king.
Oh, right. After Trump's
that guy's got royalty in him. You know what I mean? You mixed a Trump. You took Don Trump, and then you mixed him with this, you know,
Slovenian?
Slavic.
Slavic? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, so I don't know if your phone is connected to your computer, but I emailed and texted you the Justin Timberlake, George Michael picture. To see if we could do it real time. Like, if I want something for you to show it. I don't know. You don't have your phone connected to your iMac?
No, I do, actually, yeah.
Because you should be able to get it.
I will. I have it, actually. I'm about to get it. But, yeah, so you're saying that this is a picture of George Michael?
It's Justin Timberlake. No, that's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God. This is mind-blowing, actually. You were right.
Probably that's like,
well,
dude,
then,
right?
Well, then what you are kind of furthering is the cloning theory that they're just cloning these superstar people constantly.
Dude, come on.
All right. I don't think
right, maybe not here. Exactly. Like, now I'm looking at pictures of George Michael. Maybe but there was like one specific famous one. I swear to God, it's like the same picture.
All right. Let's see. Here.
Maybe he's just not that original, so he has to copy somebody. Like, he copied Don Jr. That didn't work. Then he found George Michael.
Yeah, it's not airdropping, unfortunately. Technical difficulties, but yeah, I'll give it to you.
It should be in your email.
It's a tough situation we have going on here. You have no idea.
Come on, they do this on podcasts all the time.
Yeah, you know, I'm not getting the email either. Did you send it to the dude, man?
No, I sent it to Frank.
Yeah, see, I'm not finding it. But unfortunately, there, wait, let's do this.
Because I didn't put a, because I didn't put a subject.
Oh, really? That affects things?
I don't know, maybe. It might be in the spam.
All right, well, it's not really working here, but either way, I'm going to say that...
You're going to see it later, because I also sent you the picture of George Michael that I was thinking of. From his... I swear to God, they are exactly the same people.
Oh, man, shoot the pictures to the Dude Man at DudeManPodcast.com. That's where you want to go. And then I could probably get him on there. And maybe, Maybe. I'm just a huge believer in the cloning facilities. There are these like videos you can watch where they morph people like Jake Gyllenhaal and Brad Pitt and all these other celebrities and Ryan Gosling, and they have the like exact same facial features, and you know, Matt Damon and all these other dudes. Mostly dudes, though. It's pretty much all I'm seeing, but
yeah, they were already talking like a lot of the actors are complaining because used to get paid for like reshoots and stuff like that, and now it's cheaper for them to just edit. Like they could change your emotions, your facial expressions, and what you're saying just by editing whatever clip. So you don't have to do as many takes, no reshoots. You can just edit it in post.
Wow, that's actually kind of freaky.
Yeah, that's that new AI, man.
Man, and it just means the tech that the government has is so much better than anything we're seeing right now.
Yeah, dude, Biden could just be a hologram at this point.
Dude, that's what I think, man. I know, he's one of those animatronic Chuck E. Cheese dolls that comes out and, you know, does the moves behind the podium and then they roll them back. But then in post-production, they just add the graphics.
Oh, see, I was thinking they just send out a guy in a green suit.
Oh, yeah. It's Jim Carrey. We all know it's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, it looks too much like him.
All right, I did get those shots, and I'm looking at them right now. They're similar, very similar. I actually think Justin Timberlake, he looks more... Okay, yeah, I'll give you the George Michael. I'll give it to you. But
there's other pictures. I can't find the exact one, but I swear to God that Justin Timberlake is like the exact pose, you know?
I think he's looking a little bit more like Chris Cuomo, actually. Hey, now! Yeah!
A Cuomo homo? Nah.
Yeah, he's a bromo Cuomo.
Remember the Cuomo sexuals?
That's right, man. Are these the ones that were into Chris the anchor or the mayor of New York?
Nobody has ever been into the anchor. Come on. These were people that were because the mayor was saving everybody, man. Remember? He turned away the ship.
Right. That's right. Yep.
They were freezing bodies, Frank. There were so many bodies. Had a storm in the freezer. Mass graves. Remember that mass grave?
So I distinctly remember the mass grave in Iran that they kept talking about. And then they never talked about it again.
No, there was the one in New York.
Was this for the nursing home victims that Cuomo killed because he locked them inside?
No
resources.
Remember, it went out for like maybe a day, maybe a whole day, where they were showing that clip of like the people in the white suits, and they were putting the bodies in the mass grave.
Yeah, man.
And it was in New York, and then nobody ever talked about it again because it turned out New York's a big fucking city. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of homeless people. There's a lot of homeless people that die, and nobody claims the body. So every so often, they have to do these mass graves. Before COVID, after COVID, during COVID, didn't matter. That's why, you know.
And it's probably some nasty business to be dealing with, so maybe wearing one of those hazmat-style suits isn't a bad idea.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Fuck, even if you're alive, you don't want to touch them without some kind of protection.
I know.
You seen these homeless guys? Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I see them every day in South Denver. They keep pushing them out of the main streets, right? Down to the south side. That's where they always go. Well, we have the election season upon us, which is good times had by all. We can only assume it's going to get absolutely nuttier from this point forward. When it comes to crazy world events, China zapped Taiwan with their earthquake device twice. You know, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, you'd see the difference between Taiwan and China. China, slight breeze comes through, all these buildings topple over.
Yes.
Taiwan gets hit with a 7 point whatever magnitude earthquake. That one building, like, it fell. It's at like a 45 degree angle,
yes.
But it's still fucking structurally sound. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are able to get out. Like, that's impressive. That's impressive.
I was immediately thinking about the earthquakes that happened in, what was it, Turkey and Pakistan? Right? Yeah. Wasn't that? Or no, where was it? Turkey and Syria, right? Like on the border? Something like that?
What shithole countries, yeah.
That's right, but a ton of people died, if I'm not mistaken. And do you remember the...
Brick bombs caved in on them.
Dude, the imagery, I think it was... Was it Turkey or Syria where it was just completely leveled, man, from this earthquake?
Yeah, there was that one town.
It was horrible.
It was all made out of like mud bricks, and it was just gone.
We stopped talking about that whole area. It's crazy. Like, a lot of people died from that. And the same thing happened in Afghanistan not too long ago. But anyways, what blew my mind was watching the imagery out of Taiwan. I was like, yo, those buildings are like still standing. Like they're toppled, but standing at the same time. That's kind of wild.
Solid. Yeah, it like fell, but it's still solid. Like, you know, it didn't collapse.
The only thing I could think about was how did two planes take down three buildings on 9/11? I was like, how did that happen, man? We got two 7.5 earthquakes? Nothing, man.
They just collapsed on each other?
Yeah.
All the way?
All the way down. All three of them.
Yeah, these buildings literally had the ground below them move. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
The earthquake place.
Oh, man. Wild stuff, man. Yeah, to have two of those happen at the same time is really insane. Especially, yeah. You talked about it last time, I think the major earthquake that happened in Syria or wherever it was, how the land just turns to liquid, essentially. Like, you're walking on land water or something.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Nothing you can do. No, like, what do you grab onto for stability? Even things that are anchored to the ground are no longer anchored.
That's right.
There's literally nothing is solid, including the ground you're standing on. Like, that's crazy.
I imagine the safest person in that scenario is the kid from Hook who's able to turn himself into a ball and roll down the plank. You remember that guy?
Yeah, I remember.
If you could turn yourself into a human ball and just roll with the changes, I think you're in a good place. You're probably
roll with the changes. That's what that song was about.
That's right, man. Either way, did you see that RFK Jr. was on CNN the other day?
That is one of the best clips.
It's outrageous. Ever. Yeah, man.
The way they keep trying to the best is the anchor on CNN like five times is like, so you're saying Joe Biden is more of a threat to democracy? You know what I said, right? You heard me correctly. I said, do you think Joe Biden is more of a threat? he couldn't get past the idea, even the thought of maybe Joe Biden being a threat to democracy. The guy who is now suing to get RFK off the ballot. You already sued to get Trump off the ballot.
That's right.
That had to go. Like, I don't know. You guys are just suing to get everybody. What was your excuse for RFK? Fine. Trump's an insurrectionist. That's why you want him off the ballot. Fine. What's your excuse for RFK? He's just bad for your poll numbers.
He brings up a point, I think, where he says, what is it? That 39... days into Joe Biden's presidency, he was censoring RFK Jr. on social media.
Yeah, did you see that? And he won the lawsuit.
He sued for the information. Yes.
Yeah, it already went through the courts. He won.
It's crazy, man. So
that's what he said about he's the first president to use his power over the Secret Service to deny a presidential candidate Secret Service protection.
He wants this guy dead, man.
Who needs it more than the guy who had his father and uncle assassinated?
By the CIA.
Nobody else running has anybody related to them that was assassinated. This guy has two people. Father and uncle. Like, that is... Who needs it more? Come on.
it's a wild clip. Kennedy's hard to listen to, which I think is partially why he's not getting across to a lot of people. You know, like millennials and the Gen Z, I think we're kind of on board with a lot of what he's saying outside of his super democratic stances, like the climate change nonsense, which I find disturbing, his beliefs there. But
well, the Pod Save America guys, there was a clip I had a while back. I never played it, but they were talking about they can't ever let RFK onto like these mainstream shows. They can't let him debate, because the worst thing for Trump and Joe Biden is for people to actually listen to RFK. Like, the only thing that might save Joe Biden is the fact that people don't listen to him because of the voice. Which, people, his voice is that way because of a vaccine.
I know.
That's so against vaccines. He has this, like, neural disconnect between his brain and his vocal cords from a vaccine.
That's right.
Crazy. Crazy.
Dude, and you just kind of shined a light on the fact that, you know, what we're dealing with here are two extremes, actually. You know, we got the extreme right and the extreme left. They can't let RFK up there because he's kind of a guy actually in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. And he's younger. Not by much, but I mean...
But younger. You know? The skin is still, like, mostly attached to the bone still.
He could do a couple push-ups.
I mean,
Trump's too fat and Biden's too old.
Well, you know, you mentioned it to me the other day, but, like, you know, Biden, we all know, is looking rougher by the second, but Trump's not really holding it together too well either himself. He's, I think they're both starting to look kind of their age, man.
Yeah, oh, Trump especially, too. It's hitting him hard.
You know? So, that reminds me, I wanted to do the quote. I have a clip on RFK, but I'll quickly do this one because it was floating around. Because we're talking about the age and all that nonsense. Hillary Clinton was on one of the late night Jimmys, and she wanted to give her opinion on the choices we have in November. Did you see this this little guy out there?
Why does she keep popping up in these random places?
Well, she's a reptilian, and she needs to make sure that, you know, her satanic message is getting out to the masses, right?
To be fair, I don't even want to go. They just keep moving my heat rock.
Here's Hillary Clinton with a message to all us voters.
But it's Biden versus Trump.
Yes,
we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that.
Right? And you know, it's kind of like,
how'd that work for you in 20?
Is old.
Yeah, she doesn't understand why she's so unpopular. Did you hear the reaction from the crowd? Like, they didn't do anything, and Jimmy Fallon had to be like, oh, yeah, come on. Oh, all right, yeah, you know, and he's egging him on to clap.
I thought he did the double guns, pointed at Hillary, pointed at them.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot she could kill us all.
Yeah, well, when you do finger guns with Hillary, you got to put it in the back of your head and shoot twice. That's how the finger gun works with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
All right, here we go. She's going to continue.
Effective and compassionate, yeah. Has a heart, and really cares about people. And one is old and has been charged with 91 felonies.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
88, right? Isn't it now 88?
88. It was okay. We'll let that slide.
Okay, interesting.
I don't understand why this is even a hard choice, really. Yeah. I don't understand it. Yeah. But we have to go through the election, and hopefully people will realize what's at stake, because it's an existential question. What kind of country we're going to have, what kind of democracy we're going to have, and people who blow that off are not paying attention, because it's not like Trump, his enablers, his empowerers, his allies are not telling us what they want to do. I mean, they're pretty clear about what kind of country they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Get out there and vote.
Get out there and vote for MAGA. Oh, no, no, no. Vote for who you want to. Go for RFK if you want, right, man? You know, We should just have more parties. I love looking back on old elections from like the early 1900s in that era when you had like Roosevelt and the Bull Moose Party and he's getting 30% of the vote. Another guy's getting 30%. Like, it kind of felt like there was more choice and people were actually being represented back then.
Yeah. I gotta go back. It really bothers me that they all keep talking about democracy. We gotta save democracy. We are not even a democracy. We're a republic.
We're a democratic republic.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, but dude, we don't even have like a true democracy. And actually, if you guys would go back to what we supposed to be is the republic, that would probably solve a lot of our issues, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. True democracy is when the people directly vote, right?
Yeah, the people vote. Here we vote for a representative to represent us in the republic. You know?
We were screwed from the get-go. That's all I mean.
When you say the pledge, you don't pledge allegiance to the United States of America, for which it stands. You know, or you don't pledge to the democracy, to the republic in which it stands.
Ah, right on, man. Maybe that's why they wanted people to stop saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, it really bothers me. I do love it when I'm in a school, and some schools still do the national anthem. I like that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. All right. I'm actually impressed. I go to a lot of baseball games, and baseball season is upon us. The Rockies are one of the worst teams in baseball, so I look forward to getting very cheap tickets in the next couple of weeks. but I love going because I've noticed when it comes to the baseball crowd, this is an old-fashioned group of people, typically, and usually quite patriotic. And when it comes to the traditions of baseball, you know, there's a lot of singing of the anthems and American patriotic songs throughout the game. You know, not every ballpark does the take me out to the ball game, which is the greatest thing ever if you ever go to a game at Wrigley. I mean, nothing really compares, but a lot of other places sing some patriotic song or do some kind of ode to America. And, it's wonderful how baseball is still tied into those anthems, of this country. And then you go see a game with LeBron James and they're kneeling for our anthem. And then they bring out their alternative anthem for everybody to question what's going on here.
Can I take a knee during the Black National Anthem?
Oh, my God. Dude, I would, I'm a big pendulum swing guy. I'd love to see the first knee down for the, what's it called? The embrace all people in love and rise? It's something like that. It's got a long name. I'm sure the writer of that song, they'll name the next Baltimore Bridge after that person.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, dude, the takeover's complete, man.
Dude, a lot of people have been talking to me about that bridge collapse, man. It does seem a little shit. I mean, they're right, dude. A fucking airliner goes down in the middle of the Atlantic. 6 weeks later, you fucking find this black box floating in the middle of the ocean, and you got all of the data you need. But this boat that didn't even sink, missing 2 minutes.
2 minutes, right before impact.
What?
Oh, man. And then adrift at sea, they found one of the terrorist hijackers' passports. It was crazy. It was totally perfect. No damage.
His thumb was still attached to it. Like, come on. What?
I will never get over the passport from 9/11. There's just no way in hell that ever actually.
So fucking funny.
So I've been also kind of digging in a little bit further into this boat bridge collapse situation. A lot of speculation out there that there was definitely some element of Chinese cyber kind of interference. And I originally, like, we played the clip from Laura Logan, who was claiming to have intel and insiders from the intelligence community about how, it was some sort of terrorist attack and cyber attack. Well, I immediately thought Russia because 4 days before they had that attack in the theater, you know? And so we just assumed, oh, Putin probably blames us for funding that attack through the ISIS-K, you know, terrorist group that Obama started. And so now we're going to, you know, we're gonna counterattack, but we don't want to start a World War III. We don't want to be blamed for World War III. So we're going to do something kind of small and undetectable, and we can point fingers everywhere, but nobody will ever actually be able to nail us for it.
Right. We want a repeat of what we did in World War II, and probably one. We want to make money off of both sides until it comes to our shores, and then we pick a side, go in, you know. But even then, we're still kind of the Nazis.
I know.
I was just at a school today, and I'm with this guy, and we're in the this like engineering department. What, I don't know what it was, but it was like all like, you know, 3D printers, robotic shit.
Oh yeah.
And I'm telling you, there was about 4 or 5 posters that had you know, the quote on it, whatever, and then they had like the silhouette, the picture, the shadow kind of the guy, and then it said Wernher von Braun.
Oh.
And the guy like read a quote from him, and it was a pretty good quote about how like something about like our search for humanity is in the stars or something. I don't know, some gay shit. And I go, you know who that guy is, right? He's like, no, he's the father of NASA.
Yes, dude.
But before that, like right before that, like the day before he became the father of NASA, he was a Nazi. Just changed two letters, NASA to Nazi. And he worked at he ran a munitions factory where he would hang the 3 slowest workers from the entrance gate every single day so that everybody coming and going from work knew they better do their best, you know?
And people...
And these were Jews. These were Jews they brought in on trains to his factory to work as slaves, so...
And
now he's the father of NASA!
That's right, he's a hero.
And we're sending all the money we can, blank checks to Ukraine, and people are protesting to stop sending any money to Israel. Insane.
I'll tell you my favorite little tidbit about Wernher von Braun is his tombstone, which I think is enlightening on many levels, and you could take it whichever way you want, but on his tombstone is engraved the start of Psalm 19 from the King James Bible. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork.
So he was a flat earther.
He's a flat earther, baby! Yeah! I knew it, man! Proof is in the pudding. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if he's a flat earther, it means he's flat moon theorists. Oh yeah, hey now.
It would only make sense. Yeah, did you see that whole thing about how, like, I don't know, the whole thing about the universe and how old it is?
I mean, you're talking to the guy who's reading Children of the Matrix, where I'm learning about the reptilian overlords who are from Sirius. So, enlighten me, please.
So way back when the Hubble telescope, one of the things it was supposed to prove was by being able to see galaxies and everything, galaxies really far away, we could prove the universe was expanding, and it would also prove that we were right about how old the universe is, which used to believe was 13.5 billion years old. Hmm. Right. The problem is when we launched the Hubble telescope, It didn't find that. It didn't really add up. There were galaxies that were too mature and too far away to have formed within that time period, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I forgot what they said. They kind of chalked it up to, like, you know, sensors that weren't that good. Because you're trying to find, like, very little bits of light, capture it, you know, whatever. But so they put up the James Webb telescope. that was supposed to prove that those theories were still right, it got even worse for him. Apparently, the James Webb Telescope is finding really old galaxies that are just way beyond what they should be able to do at that time. So now they've pushed it back to about 27 billion years is how old they think the universe is.
Oh my God.
It's like, dude, you were off by 100%. I mean, that's a big margin of error, man. I'm starting to think you guys don't really know what you're talking about, you know?
We don't even know how long humans have actually been here. I mean, you know, we have no idea. How do we have any concept truly of, you know, where we are in time and space within the universe? I was trying to look it up, and it's something that floats around the, like, Reddit conspiracy threads from time to time, but there was a declassified drawing from the CIA, allegedly, depicting someone's they were able to draw a picture of the universe based on how they were kind of astral projecting. And it looks like an egg, and it's pretty interesting. It's a funny drawing, and it shows like where we are and how the universe is. And when you look at it, like at first you're like, this is silly. And then you're kind of staring at it, and you're like, yeah, but what the fuck do we know? Maybe it is a fucking egg. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have no idea, dude. We have no idea what this thing is, man. a hand-drawn thing with a pencil on a piece of paper. Like, yeah, sure, I think that might be the universe, actually. Like,
take it. I'll take it.
I'm at the point where, like, flat moon, flat earth, whatever, give it to me, dude, because whatever video footage they're showing of when they're landing on the moon, even now, nothing looks real, dude. Like,
don't believe it.
Don't pull this shit on me, dude. It's completely hilarious at this point.
How is it getting less believable with 2024 cameras?
I know, dude. 4K UHD camera technology, and it looks faker than ever, man.
I can go right now online and find naked pictures of half the girls I went to high school with. And high def and everything, but we can't find one camera that can go to the moon, give me a good picture. I'm starting not to believe anything. But, you know, I don't know. The whole thing with the Webb telescope and everything, because it was always the big argument for creationism versus the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing was, because creationism, he created time. So there really was no time before the creation or even in the very beginning, because he didn't really create time until, was it like day five or whatever?
I'll give day it three, to you.
I forgot what they were saying. But and that's why it would make sense where, like, the better the technology gets to look into the past, it just fucks up your numbers even more and your theories and everything. Because the other thing was, we're moving faster than we thought. We're expanding faster than we thought. But where are you expanding? And we've been doing it way longer than we thought. So then that doesn't make sense for the certain distances. Crazy. Maybe it proves God. You know, maybe we just need a better satellite. See him one day.
I don't know. It could all just be like, you know, you get to one end, but you're just back where you started, right? And so, like, maybe we run into the Voyager at one point.
Oh, like in 1,000 years, yeah. Mankind gets a gift from outer space, and it's the Voyager.
It's the Voyager 7 from 1978. Yeah, dude, that would be so freaky. You know, the universe could be like that, man, right? Like, it's endless, but maybe not really. It's just, like, any which way you go, you kind of get back to where you started.
That's a little trip.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out. I don't know if we can go further with the show. We maxed out, man.
That kicked off Podbean for good reason, man. It's too good. Frank, don't you want to talk about March Madness?
Dude, I made up my bracket, by the way, last minute. I didn't know the games were starting, and I was at work, and I just clicked them really quickly. And, I'm in second place. I might win it. And I accidentally, I just ran. Okay, I picked Alabama because Emma went there. I knew nothing. I knew nothing that was going on. So it was probably a bust. But
are they doing good?
Yeah, they're in the Final Four.
Oh, nice.
No,
I gotta tell you. Oh, go ahead.
Dude, they show you, like, on ESPN, like, where your bracket lands. And, like, for the last couple weeks, I was in the millions somewhere, and now I'm in, like, 1,072.
Oh.
I've moved up, man.
Damn.
Yeah, and I just guessed. I had no idea what was going on. I don't follow college sports at all.
You gonna win some good money?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's all about bragging, right? But I gotta tell you, the best part about March Madness is Adam Carolla's March Madness.
I love his March Madness madness. Absolutely, yes, dude. And I caught some the other day. It was fantastic. Absolutely.
I rate 8.
So. Yeah, man. He had a good one on cherry tomatoes. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Who was that comedian? He kept ruining it. I hated that guy.
I don't know.
Where that not goes. A professional, dude. No, you let him do the rant. You don't have to chime in on every single one. I don't want your fucking opinion. You know what I mean? Tell me about your stupid special you're trying to get me to watch, and then fucking let Adam Carolla do his thing. You know?
Yeah, the whole reason for it is the rant, man. You want to hear Adam lose his mind and almost pass out because he's talking too fast about ranting about something he's pissed off about.
Yeah. Like turning right on red. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The things that really matter.
Yes, dude.
You're right. Kicking and screaming, dude. We should be able to just fucking vote for Adam Carolla and then he wins and they force him to be president.
Yes.
That's what we need.
President should not be this thing where you're about to hit the jackpot and be filthy rich for the rest of your life. No, it should be a service.
Yeah.
And you're only being chosen to do it because you are the most qualified. We're not checking boxes here, right? No, we need you, whoever you are, right? And we're pulling you in against your will to lead this country. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we need somebody that's really going to represent Americans, you know? When was the last president that actually represents America? Probably Bill Clinton.
I was maybe going to say JFK, and that's probably why they took him out.
That'd be a good call. That's why they took him out.
Even though he was still elitist of the time. I mean, you know, his family, the Kennedys, they literally made their fortune off the Nazi movement.
Yeah, but he actually talked about plans to actually help people like in the middle class, the blue-collar workers.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I am sorry. I confused the Kennedys with the Bushes. All, similar families, but... The Bushes made the money off the Nazis. It was my mistake there. I take that one back.
Kennedy, ironically.
Yeah, that's right. He did kill Kennedy. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know.
Allegedly. Oh, man.
Well, you were talking about when they killed that president.
Yeah. You know, Kennedy, when he went down, though, like 63 and before then, that almost... kind of feels like, and maybe it's tailor-made for us these days, right? But it kind of does feel like that was when America was America. And then after they took him out and his brother, and they took out Martin Luther King, and I mean, quite frankly, in the 60s, there were a lot of freaking assassinations going on, man. I mean, they were wiping out people That's left and right.
Funny. Yeah, you don't even think about that. You don't even put it together. MLK, Malcolm X.
Yeah, all these, dude.
All these guys.
You know, anybody who had a platform, a voice, and were speaking the truth, they basically wiped them out, and then they transformed America for the rest of time. And now we're here, right?
Thank God we didn't have a podcast in the 60s. We'd be in trouble. You know what I mean?
Either way, speaking of the Kennedys, RFK, like we were talking about, was making some waves on his appearance there on CNN, where he basically double and tripled down on the idea that the greatest threat to our democracy is another term of Joe Biden, simply based on the restrictions his administration has been implementing on the freedom of speech, the First Amendment, and then also going after political dissidents. or political rivals. I found Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, talking about it on the PD, whatever that, I can't remember.
CCP? He literally named it after the CCP. Chris Cuomo Project?
No. He's being interviewed. Chris Cuomo is doing an interview on someone else's podcast.
Oh, Patrick Bet David.
Yeah, and they ask him about what he thought of the interview, and Cuomo gives a fantastic breakdown from, like, an insider perspective, having worked at CNN, and how, like, he goes, oh, yeah, like, this is the angle. She's clearly trying to get this soundbite, but it didn't really quite work that way. And, like, you know, I love making fun of Cuomo because he's very bromo, but, like, it was a good take, you know. But anyways, he goes on to kind of explain the situation insofar as news media audiences and people who are kind of over with their lies and their BS. So I thought this was a great take. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm saying it, and we're going to do it. We got Cuomo talking about RFK speaking the truth on CNN.
He is touching on something that is really, really important for Democrats to understand, okay? The Trump is the boogeyman argument is not going to get it done for you with independents. It's not going to work. I'm not saying that you're wrong to make the argument. I'm saying that people know who Trump is. He's been weighed and he's been measured. Every moment you spend not discussing policies that you will put in place and methods that you will establish with your leadership that is better than his is a moment lost. People don't like what the government did under Biden during COVID with respect to policing what was on social media. This is the democracy issue of our generation. What you're allowed to process for yourself versus what is manipulated on social media is the issue. Even the new feature on Meta, where you can turn on and turn off different types of political speech, huge problem, huge problem. We are in a censorship phase. The federal government was censoring information to social media platforms. We all know that there's always interface between media and government. Over the years, I've had many different administrations come to me and say, be careful about this, be careful about that, be careful. And I welcome it. I welcome it. But there's a line. And they went over the line because they wanted to protect, the government policies. And they manipulated social media. The social media people were stupid or gullible or transactional, whatever it was.
You mispronounced complicit.
Or complicit. And that's
what... You believe that? You think they were complicit?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Yeah. Because, look, you don't have to do what the government's telling you to do. Were there some subtle threats? Yeah, I believe there were. But Bobby is right about this issue.
All right, man. He kind of admitted it right there that they were threatened by the government to push a lot of the propaganda during the pandemic, man.
Yeah. I don't believe anything this guy says.
Well, he's part of the machine, right? Come on.
I saw a clip from this interview. It's really good. It's where, what's the guy's name? Patrick Bet David?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, it's funny you say that because, or even make that face because... I kept thinking, like, why not just the Patrick David? What's going on here?
I just go by Pat. You know what I'm saying?
His name's too much. I can't handle it.
I'll give you Mr. David. I don't know. Frank, what you call Michael Joseph Lucy from now on. You know, like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Who are you? But Cuomo says something. I don't forget what he says, but then the PBD goes, oh, you're starting to sound like a Republican. And Cuomo... I am a Republican. What do you mean? What? the Patrick guy's like, well, I mean, you were on CNN and everything. You know what I mean? Everything you said was, and the Cuomo goes on this whole like, oh, I've always been an independent, a right leaning independent. I'm a very right leaning guy. But, you know, I was doing a job, and you're doing a job. It's like, oh, so you're fake as hell. Like, that's an even a worse excuse. You know what I mean? So you'll just say anything for money is what you're saying. Okay. All right.
I believe the phrase is, I was just following orders, right? Isn't that how it goes?
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm actually a whore. I'll do anything for money. I can't be bought, you know? Patrick, you got enough money. You want to buy me? Say whatever you want. Like the Jews? Oh, no, you don't like the Jews?
I'm sure he's best friends with Michael Rapaport.
Yeah,
they probably get along very well. Talk about how much money they get paid to shill for whatever company calls them.
You think you get a two-for-one deal? Mike Rapp, Chris Cuomo.
I like how you went for the rap. There's a little callback there. That's good.
Take notes, Mike. Come on. Mike Rapp. See how that flowed? Sounded good? Save time?
Yeah, the Cuomo rap. See, you got the whole... That's a podcast right there, man. Come on, man.
The only problem with that name, it doesn't pay any homage to the Chinese Communist Party.
Oh, that's right. Our overlords. So sorry.
Oh, now we can do...
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we so sorry.
Yes. Yeah,
that's probably what got us kicked off Podbean. Oh man. All right, well, we're rolling through it. We got a little more time left here. And
can I pick the next one?
Yeah, you got the docket, right? What do you like?
Dude, I've been dying to talk about this whole time. I cannot believe they're giving out Ozempic at Costco. What the fuck? So now I can get my 4 pounds of Cheez-Its and my Ozempic at the same place? Oh, this is fantastic.
Actually, as you're carting out your jumbo-sized goldfish, you know, and your massive boxes of cereal, the cashier just jabs you in the ass with some Ozempic as you're walking out the door. You know, sticks you right there. Yeah, it's complimentary. Actually, yeah, you know, they have all the sample people, right? And as you're sampling, there's just an Ozempic guy, and maybe you try some Wegovy a little bit later down the ways.
Yeah, I figured they would just have the bathroom attendant do it. The fatties, they go to the food court, get those hot dogs, get those jumbo hot dogs, which I know they're good,
That's right.
But then you got to shit before you leave the store. So you got an attendant in there. I could smell our pork a mile away. You need Ozempic, my friend. Here you go. Little cologne.
Oh man, yeah. So,
the place is literally known for having bigger shopping carts than everybody. That's it's the only place you could buy a gallon of mayonnaise.
I know. I've always associated the Costco shopping experience with large people kind of filling themselves to mass capacity.
You're either like one of those, you're either like a Mormon with 9 kids.
Yes.
Or you're just there's no other reason you need 24 fucking chicken legs,
Dude, or the gigantic cans of tuna. Like, how do you get that much can of tuna, dude? Like, what are you going to do with that tuna?
What are you doing with it? How big of a casserole are you making?
That's so much tuna.
Not only that, dude, what always got me is you go there and you're like, dude, I've never seen a bottle of ketchup this big. And it comes attached to a second bottle of ketchup. And what am I going to do with 2.5 gallons of ketchup?
I think it's great for people hosting parties, large families, like you said, maybe even people like families who have kids in sports and you need to help out at the concessions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, like you're kind of doing that stuff. There's definitely a need for Costco, but they tried to sell it like as this thing where you can buy for the family and all this stuff. But no, it ended up being people just trying to stuff their faces as they walk the aisles from all the samples, and then eating the what do they have, the Swedish meatballs or no? I'm thinking of who's the Swedish meatball place? IKEA.
Yeah, no Costco got good hot dogs.
The hot dogs, really right? that's what I'm saying. I'm not bashing. It's a great place. I'm a huge fan of it.
Ain't no Buc-ee's, but it's all right,
Oh, dude, the Buc-ee's, huge hit. We have one of our guys bought a t-shirt from there last time he went in. He was wearing it today. It's fantastic. A Buc-ee's t-shirt. Amazing.
Not all heroes wear capes. They do wear t-shirts. That's just a fact. You know what I'm saying? Dude, I cannot believe it, though. Did you see the whole thing? Bro, it's like $1,000-something a month for the Costco Ozempic. And that's just for like the to see the doctor to get the prescription and everything. You still got to pay like $16,000 a month for the drug.
Yeah, I was gonna. The prescription's way higher, I thought, and you have to do it for life.
No, but you know, as soon as you stop doing it, you're gaining that weight back. Yeah, there's no shortcuts in life, man.
You gotta do it for life. All right, do you want to hear the action on Costco? It's pretty outrageous, honestly. And I can't get this thing to work, actually, today. All right, here we go. Costco, Wegovy, Ozempic. I can't remember which one it is, but it doesn't matter. Mounjaro, they're all the same.
Now to Costco, offering a weight loss program through its stores.
Michael, sorry, folks. I forgot to say, hold on to something. We got G-Force winds coming through this tunnel, all right?
Now to Costco, offering a weight loss program through its stores. Morgan Norwood is here with the details. Good morning, Morgan.
Hey, good morning to you, Michael. That's right. Costco is the latest retail giant to wade into the weight loss waters. The Warehouse Club is offering a full service weight loss program through its healthcare partner, Sesame. So here's the thing. It will cost members about $179 for a 3-month subscription. And that includes a video appointment with a weight loss doctor, guidance on nutrition and exercise, and a medical history analysis. And that's going to be key here because based on that history, if the doctor thinks it's a good fit, they may prescribe you a weight loss medicine like Ozempic or Wegovy. So the cost of this medicine, you should know, is not included in the price. And remember, without insurance, these drugs can cost more than $1,000 per month. The other challenge could be actually getting the prescription filled. Remember, pharmacies across the country, they've reported shortages as the demand for these drugs grow. Novo Nordisk, which makes Ozempic and Wegovy, says it's working to increase supply. Meanwhile, Costco isn't the first to get into the weight loss game, right? It follows rivals Amazon and Weight Watchers, which both offer similar services to their members. So we've not heard back from Costco yet, but its partner Sesame says this program is all about making high-quality specialty care like weight loss more accessible and affordable. Guys?
I did not see this coming, man, where they were going to make weight loss this huge whale of a cash cow. Wow, I didn't think I could combine those animals, but yeah. All right, man.
A cow and a whale? I think Lizzo pops out of your mirror.
Oh, hey, Oak. Give me a flute.
Dude, I love the fact that they're like, yeah, so you pay for this $175 prescription, see the doctor, and he may give you a prescription. Bitch, you know he's giving you the prescription. That's what you're paying the... Just like I know a doctor you can go talk to for $150. He may give you a prescription for weed.
Yes.
Everybody walks out that office with a prescription for weed. Come on. Absolutely. You know you're getting that Ozempic, that Wegovy or whatever it is, man. You guys are drug dealers.
Yeah, man. And this one, I didn't see it coming, but it makes a lot of sense, right? They filled us up for decades there, and they stuffed us with saturated fats and, you know, the high fructose corn syrup and, you know, eat your Pop-Tart for breakfast, stuff your face with some Burger King for lunch, right? And then, you know, wash it down with a little Subway for dinner there, right? That became the American lifestyle.
Only place you can get 2 dozen Hot Pockets. In one box. And remember those boxes of corn dogs Dad would buy?
Oh, yeah. That's right, man.
Those were fucking good.
They were pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Have you seen the new Subway commercials they got where they now have foot-long pretzels and foot-long...
Oh, the cookies?
Chorizo, or not chorizo, the foot-long churro.
Churro, yeah.
And foot-long cookies.
They got that foot-long cookie, too, right? It's like that chocolate chip foot-long.
You know better than I do. I feel like you are, you know, you dip into the Subway from time to time, right?
I gotta tell you, that boss is pretty good. The sandwich, the boss.
What's on the boss?
The boss is the old school meatball sandwich with the provolone cheese, but then they also put a layer of pepperoni.
Wow. All right.
Pretty good.
Oh my God, man. I can feel my stomach. Give
Rhea an extra tinge of. I gotta tell you, dude, I've never had bread that gives you diarrhea. That fucking bread by itself.
I've told this story before on the show. I know it, but man, I'll never forget the last time I had Subway. I could not find a bathroom fast enough. And I had to throw those pants away immediately.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I had it for lunch on Tuesday. Bro, it was so shitty. People in Chicago just can't fucking drive. I only got 30 minutes for lunch. I'm trying to get to the Burger King because I was listening to the podcast. Just hearing me talk about that Texas Double Whopper, I'm like, man, I got to go get some Texas Double. I got to go get a Burger King and get a Texas Double Whopper. I couldn't get there. And then when I get there, the fucking drive-thru was closed because somebody crashed into the fucking side of the microphone thing. So I'm like, fuck it, I don't got time to go in. So I just raced back and across the street, or like down the block is a Subway.
All right.
Grabbed the Subway. I went with the All-American Club.
Very nice.
Turkey, bacon, whatever. Put on the Italian herbs and cheese bread. Bro, 2 hours later, I'm in class. I let out a fart. It's funny. But dude, I had to fucking play it off cool. But I was sweating on the inside, dude. I thought I shit a little bit of my own shit. I had to like play it cool for like 10 minutes. Get up, go to the bathroom, and I was like literally checking my underwear. it was a miracle I didn't shit my pants, because the minute I sat on the toilet, it was just water coming out. Tight. Tidal wave. Fuck, have you seen Deep Impact? That was coming out of my ass, dude. I don't know what. And it was like 2 hours, dude. It was so funny, dude. I literally tried to sneak out. The teacher caught me. And I had to be like, dude, I gotta go get Pepto-Bismol out of my truck, man. And he just laughed and let me go. Dude, it was so bad. It was so bad because the fart got a good laugh from the sound. Right? The fart got a really good laugh from the sound.
Yeah, man.
It's all dude. There's only one chick in there. But the best part was you could see the wave of smell hit people. The huge laugh in the beginning dies down, but then slowly reverberating from me, just people start laughing again as they catch a whiff of it. Like, oh!
Oh, man. It's physics, people. It's all physics right there.
you will see the explosion before you hear it. And you will hear it before you smell it, is all I'm saying. Oh, it was so funny. That Subway is, I don't know what is in it.